gotta hold on.
Hey, this is Colin Malloy of the Decemberists, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Good morning, everybody. This is Matthew Soderberg. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'm here subbing for the show Audiophilia. So for all you consistent regular listeners, Matthew, I'm just gonna go ahead and play some relaxing songs, I'd say.
I've always wondered why people rode roller coasters. Why the feeling of throwing up brought about some type of excitement that they didn't receive on a regular day. When did feeling sick become equivalent to thrill? When did nausea become the new exhale? I've always wondered why people rode roller coasters. And I remember. I remember when I did. It's the butterflies and the fireflies biting in my stomach. Body has to reflex. The way stomach reacts, it's the thrill concept. It's the twist and the curve. It's the up and the swerve. It's the feeling of your nerves sitting on the front edge of their seats, front row, eyes open, tears coming from the thrill of sight, moving as fast as light, laughing for no reason, screaming for everything you shouldn't have said in that fight. Roller coasters. It's like meeting God with a kite in your left hand. Strings still twisted around your forefinger, right hand still gripping the safety rail. There's this moment when you feel like you're in an ocean of your butterflies. This is the moment when you get free and you let your arms fly. It's the fireflies and the butterflies biting in my stomach.
Nothing but tears, freedom, and fear in your right hand now. Time to throw it in the sky now. Time to drown in your own thrill. Riding a roller coaster is like losing your breath and finding it in your wheel. You're jumping on the back of your fears and you're taking them for a ride. You're seeing yourself when you were five. It is surreal. It's the things that you grab and hold on to for a while. You're getting ready for the drop. Hey. You're too busy riding your fears to remember you're afraid of heights.
It's the butterflies and the fireflies biting in my stomach.
Feeling your heart roam through your body only to find its place in your hands. But you can't wait to get back in line. You gotta get on one more time. Can't wait to tell your friends about the drop and how it looks from the very top. You see, roller coasters. Roller coasters are for people that have never been in love. They wanna know how it feels to just fall.
Butterflies and the fireflies biting in my stomach.
out there. Is there anybody out there? Is there anybody out there?
Good evening, or good morning. This is Matthew Soderbergh. You just heard Pink Floyd's Is There Anybody Out There, a song that I always kind of like to return to, per se, as well as Tank and the Bangas' Roller Coasters. Tank and the Bangas of the NPR Tiny Desk Concert Contest winning fame. I really only stumbled upon them in the last few months, but they just seem like they're having so much fun when they play music. And how can you not support that? And then now we're going to go right to Always and the closing track on their recent album. That was Mitski's I Bet on Losing Dogs from just the astounding record, Puberty 2. It was one of my favorites, I think, of last year. And I saw her in Philadelphia, and, you know, that's always a positive. The next two songs I'm going to play tonight, or this morning, are very different songs. So I'll just give you that.
Strawberries in summertime. And it goes 3, 2, 1.
That was Highly Suspect with For Billy from the album The Boy Who Died Wolf, preceded by White Winter Hymnal by Fleet Foxes, which I thought, got us in the spirit as we all kind of head home for, some sort of winter celebration. The next two songs I think I'm going to play are a couple of, I think, my dad is always talking about, and I'm not sure if they're good, but he's always talking about them, so I thought I might as well give him a listen on air.
I was walking through icy streams that took my breath away. Moving slowly through westward water over glacial plains. Walked off you, and it walked off and owned me. Oh, me, oh my, I thought it was a dream, so it seemed.
Oh. Your home ain't happy, don't worry, baby, I got the tools we can deal with. Let's spend some time together. It's such a good time together. Let's take selfies. Oh God, ain't we so bomb together. I see you like, oh well, seems like you got it all together. So
was Terrace Martin presents the Polyseeds in their song Intentions, preceded by Maggie Rogers' hit song, they really kind of her breakthrough hit, Alaska. The next couple songs we're going to play, the first one is All the Wild Horses by Ray LaMontagne, which is the last song from his first album in 2004, but I really think it's probably my favorite of his songs. So thanks for joining us. This is WMFO Medford. I'm Matthew, filling in on Audiophilia as I reflect upon the conclusion of my first collegiate semester here at Tufts University, Tufts Freeform Radio. It all ended today. I go home tomorrow. So a night of reflection, excitement towards the future, and hopefully some really good songs. So we're going to bring it right back into the music.
Afraid you'll soon. Thank you.
That was Beck's Girl from his album Guero. I think kind of a fun, a little more upbeat song for us tonight. Now, while I have the chance to be talking to you, I want to deliver a PSA on behalf of WMFO in Medford, and that is the Walking is Good Exercise PSA. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. So that's been a public service message from WMFO. So, you know, when in doubt, just go walk. The next song I'm going to play is one of the hits, but sometimes you got to play the hits because then you can dance to them.
Tonic and gin. He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad and it's sweet and I knew it complete when I wore a young man's clothes. Joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. David, who's still in the Navy, and probably will be for life. And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessmen slowly get stoned. Yes, they're sharing a drink they call loneliness, but it's better.
the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while. His family thinking you must be getting his feathers wet. Well, she always seems to be the top until she drops you like a rock. Well, you should have been a better friend to him. Well, I busted all the bones out of my yard. I fixed the screen door, raised the barn, but still you call me from the moon every single afternoon. Tell me all about the astronauts you come to love and how the earth looks from above and how I should have been a better friend to you. But I never
That was Peaky Graves with the Pansy Waltz from the album. Let's see, what album is that from? That escapes my mind. Anyway, this has been Matthew Soderberg. I'm filling in on Autophilia tonight, or this morning. You've been listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. I'm going to say goodnight in the same way I said hello, and just play some Hans Zimmer because, you know, why not? So thanks for sticking with me tonight. Good night.
My friends, had you figured out? Yeah. where the soul walks inside of you. It's right hiding another you, but your evil was gone.